To order, we can start recording. Great. All right, thank you. This is a meeting of the audit committee. Clerk Feaster, can you take attendance, please?
Bartel.
Here.
Ronk. Not here. Lopez.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Gavarez.
Present.
Okay. Present. Great. And we also have with us Representative Deputy Comptroller DeMarco, representing Comptroller March Gallagher. And do we have a designee for the executive's office? Nope. And Mr. Esposito from purchasing. Okay, so I'll entertain, we've circulated the minutes and the transcripts from our August 15, 2022 regular meeting. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to look at them. I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, are there any questions, concerns, any comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes and transcripts of August 15th as presented?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Mr. Jordan, nice to see
Chair
you.
I just wanted to let you know I'm on as well. I'd stop the video, but I'm on as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we are here to discuss the external audit of our annual financial statements and the request for proposals. This is both related to discussion of the proposals and an award. I would entertain a moment, if it's appropriate, I'd entertain a motion to go into an executive session to discuss the proposals that are before us. Okay, all those in favor of going into executive session? All right, and opposed? Okay, seeing none, we will move into executive session. The members of the purchasing department, can I ask for approval to invite the members of the purchasing department and our clerk into executive session? All those in favor?
Keep them in our executive session.
Great, thank you. Opposed? A second, please, actually.
I'll second.
Legislator Gavaris, is there any opposition to having members of purchasing, hello, Legislator Ronk, members of purchasing department and our legislative clerk in our executive session? Okay, so all those in favor, did we already do move in executive session? We did. Okay, so we'll now move into executive session and we're out of executive session. Let the record reflect that no action was taken. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. Legislator Maloney had asked me to mention to the committee that he's working on amendment language to give some leeway on the salary study policy to allow us to move forward. So he just wanted me to apprise the committee of that. And he said he's going to distribute his changes soon.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And I also will reach out to him because we do need to amend the language based on the fact that we're not in compliance what it currently says, but we're looking to a change in cycle for the next year. And we also had some issues regarding required comparison and optional comparison with private sector, et cetera. So, and the financial impact. So I look forward to getting those changes from him, and I'll reach out to him and Clerk Feaster. I'll make sure, and maybe you can reach out to him too and ask that anything in terms of changes come through you to and shared with the committee. I did just want to mention on that subject as well, before we close, that Comptroller Gallagher had gotten an update on a compensation study. Cortland County, she let us know, did a compensation study last year for positions under the CSEA union contract and management confidential compensation plan only. It came in at a very low number in terms of the cost of the study. I want to say, I'm looking at notes, that she said that it cost just under $30,000 for that study. Now, Cortland County is a smaller county than we are, but even applying it to our number of titles, it's still less than we thought. For Steuben County says also did the same process. They used the same organization. It was a group called the Burke Group. Cattaraugus County did an analysis of all county positions, approximately 295 title, using that same group. And that one cost $20,000. So this is all information that's helpful, and maybe actually going out to RFP, we'd come in at a lower number, or at least we'd have one respondent that might come in at a lower number than we expected. So we might want to revisit that once we get Legislator Maloney's changes. We will circulate a notice and a specific time for the next meeting, which will be on September 13th, Ways and Means, the Day of Ways and Means. At the moment, it's expected that that meeting will be in person. Our meeting will be in whatever format Ways and Means is in. If for some reason Ways and Means is on Zoom, we will be on Zoom. If Ways and Means is in person, we will be in person. And we will be immediately preceding Ways and Means, specific time to be noticed shortly. Is there anything else that anyone would like to discuss today? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Thank you. Second?
Let's only because Herbie's not here.
Okay. All those in favor, adjournment?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great. Thank you all. And hopefully we'll wrap this up at the next meeting.
Thank you.